Good morning and God bless you, YouTube family. It's the 27th of July, 2015. And boy, did I get a late start today. My schedule is shifting. It's weird. I got up at 6 o'clock and won't be coming to bed till noon. So hopefully it'll keep drifting until it drifts into something sane. But in the meantime, that's why my videos are late on getting them up. And this morning, the Lord had a message for us as I pried my eyes open with toothpicks. And it's about sincerity. And I looked up the word sincerity, the quality of being free from pretense, deceit, hypocrisy, or honesty, genuineness, truthfulness, integrity, trustworthiness, straightforwardness, and openness. The Lord began, "One of the things I most value in a vessel of mine is sincerity. There is a vibration that goes with truth. It is very subtle but powerful. As has been said, truth carries its own anointing. When you speak the truth, that vibration penetrates deep down into the heart of a soul. It lodges there, never to leave, and becomes a very part of that person. I wish for all my vessels to be without pretense and sincere, but it is costly. From childhood on, you're taught to hide your weaknesses, to give the impression of being strong, perfect, and without a flaw. This has the effect of building walls of alienation and pretense to protect the inner man who is vulnerable, tender, and soft. It is a social survival mechanism that has absolutely no relevance in my kingdom on earth. You are not gods. You are human, with flaws, and when you hide them, you effectively cut off spiritual growth in yourself and in others. When flaws are out in the open, they have to be worked on. They won't be tolerated by others in the sense that they can continue to do damage. I address them openly and ask you to do the same. Without solidarity between people, you become islands, impenetrable, hidden, dark, shameful, obtuse, and closed. This is the state of society now, but not in heaven. In heaven, all thoughts are open and visible to everyone, because compassion abounds and charity rushes to comfort those who are lacking. But Lord, I thought in heaven we didn't have any faults. Oh no, in heaven you will continue to have areas where you need to grow in depth and understanding. What you won't have is sin. Lord, this is difficult to comprehend because I've always heard that in heaven we're perfect, whole, entire, and lacking nothing. After I said that, I remembered the river of life for the healing of the nations. So obviously, there will be shortcomings and healing will have to take place. But he answered me, "My love, in heaven, all knowledge will be available to you, even as you question it. But wisdom is an acquired quality. It takes time and experience to cultivate the wisdom that is greatly lacking on this earth. Each soul is capable of infinitely more understanding and love, but these areas have to be opened up in layers by inquiry. Inquiry happens when the soul develops a hunger for something, and in heaven, it always has to do with love and healing. Everything in heaven is done from the motive of love." Well, what about the things like mechanics, architecture, energy, and so on? Yes, even those things begin with the motive of improving, assisting, and enriching life. These are gifts stemming from love. Just when he said that, I was reminded of the scripture that all prophecy and knowledge and wisdom shall cease, but love will never cease. He continued, Love is the valued particle. All the other things are subservient to love. The motive and sustenance of heaven is love. Nothing at all occurs in heaven that does not have love as its source. It is also the particle scientists are trying to isolate and capture. To them, I say, love cannot be captured because love is of God, and God cannot be captured. You're wasting your time. I've designed it that way because I understood from the beginning the corruption of free will in men and knew it would eventually come down to this. Back to sincerity and transparency and vulnerability. What I want you to continue to manifest on this channel is that openness where it's safe to be real. This is unconditional love in action. When people can confess their faults openly, confess your faults one to another, there's understanding, healing, and a sense of solidarity instead of isolation. You see, it is this isolation that drives people to the brink of insanity. Their life loses relevance in the world at large when their faults cannot be brought out into the open and dealt with. They live a double life, the one they show to others to be accepted and the one that is really going on inside of them. When these two are reconciled to one another, you become whole and healed. But as long as they are separated, there is an element of illness and encumbrance to growth. You cannot grow and move ahead when you are constantly dragging and covering up your dark side. You have to cope with what's really going on and appear as though nothing is lacking. This double life is endlessly tiring. So it is much easier to be who you are and take the flak for it. My aim on this channel is to bring souls to a place where it's okay to be struggling with faults and working on them without condemnation. This is where real love emerges, to nourish and strengthen one another. How I love to see the kindness of souls who comfort the downtrodden and weak. How I love to see this charity in action. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. Everyone who's ever visited heaven knows that thoughts are totally visible to everyone. And as you experienced, when they're difficult, everyone rushes to comfort. I broke in there and I said, yes, I had an experience in heaven. I was invited to a dinner with a very holy family of people I recognized from the 1800s who led holy lives, devoted 100% to God. As we were all sitting at the table, one particular person walked in, who I greatly admired the writings of. She sat at the head of the table opposite Jesus, and I was sitting on his left. I became jealous. Everyone in the room stopped eating. The one I was jealous of stood to her feet and came running to embrace me. And everyone comforted me, saying that they all had experienced jealousy in their earthly lives. But in heaven, those feelings will not exist. The Lord continued, yes, exactly. That's precisely what I'm talking about. Jealousy is a terribly ugly emotion and at the root of many sins. No one wants to be jealous. But rather than condemn you for these negative feelings, they all rush to your side to comfort you and confess their own struggles with that sin. You see, there would be no sickness on this earth if everyone confessed their faults to one another and received healing prayer. This is how I designed life on earth to be. But because of ego and pride and greed, people covered it over and led a secret life of sin. That's what I'm saying to you, dear ones. If you want to be raptured, you do not want to have secret lives of sin. You want to be open with one another and pray for help. As long as you're committed to changing, I will take you, whether you have totally conquered a fault or not. The commitment to change is there. But for those of you who are nourishing a secret life of sin and looking pure on the outside, I will leave you behind to be purified. For those of you who have been struggling with entanglements in sin, the chains will suddenly break off, and you will fly home freely to me. In the blink of an eye, you will be delivered from the sins that beset and entrapped you. Sins you fought against for decades will suddenly evaporate into nothing. Nothing dark will be able to cling to you or hold you back. In the blink of an eye, transforming grace will liberate you from the bondages of earth. This will be my magnificent gift to my bride. Now I want you to take these thoughts to heart, my dear ones. I'm giving you a chance to repent of hidden sin in your life. Bring these things to me. Confess them openly. Ask for prayer from your friends. Let the light shine in those dark places. Pray for one another. Open the windows to let the grace in and completely transform you. Then in that moment, there will be no hindrances to your flight to me. Truly, you will be set free. I bless you now for embracing a holy life where there are no musty corners for the demons to hide out in, no hooks for them to use against you. Your transparency and my deliverance have met. I will bring you up out of the pit, out of despair with things you've never been able to conquer, out of shame because you felt you were the only one, out of bondage and crutches that hampered and made it impossible to walk in freedom. And I bless you this day to be opened up to the safe haven of my love, where you will acquire all that you need to make this commitment.